Welcome to A Peaceful Way of Thinking. Welcome back. I'm so excited to have you here with me this week. This week's topic is, how do I stop negative self-talk? Now, I'm going to start us off with another story about a time where negative self-talk literally landed me into a very, very difficult situation. So, I hate talking about this story, but I say this story in a place of learning and to be open and honest about my experiences so that you can hopefully learn from it. So this is not my best moment in my life, but I like to think of it as a learning experience, and I have learned to forgive myself for what I did. So let's get down to it. So basically, there was a family reunion at a pool party, and previously I was having a difficult time with one of my relatives at this family gathering. And so every time me and this relative saw each other, obviously we wouldn't get along. My panic attacks were triggered around this person, and I had other mental health issues at that time where it made it so that me and this person didn't have a very good relationship around each other. And so one day we had a pool party, and one of us was told that the other wasn't going to be there, which is very silly. So I was told by one of my family members that this relative wasn't going to attend the pool party, and my relative was told that I was not going to be attending the pool party. So in the end, we were both at this pool party. It was such a magical moment. Obviously, when we saw each other, we were both in shock. And the first thing that popped up into my head, and I don't feel guilty about it now, but in the past, I felt so guilty about it, was, why does she have to be here? She shouldn't be here. This is not her place. And that is one of those things where I was talking to myself in this negative frame of mind. It wasn't in a place of abundance. It was a place of scarcity. And I was comparing myself to her. I felt like I wasn't loved like she was. I felt like she made me uncomfortable. And in truth, if you think about it, the only thing that was making me uncomfortable was myself and my thinking. My thinking made that pool party, which was supposed to be fun and just a time to relax and enjoy the family, into a living nightmare. And a huge family drama got out, and I still feel bad about it to this day. But it's thanks to that moment that I learned more about my thoughts and how I can learn to get out from a place of scarcity to a place of abundance through this one moment in time. And I want to share what I learned about negative self-talk to you so you can hopefully learn from these experiences and put these tips and strategies and actions into your own life. So I'm going to be starting off with a basic overview of what negative self-talk is and where does it come from. To put it bluntly, negative self-talk is when you talk to yourself in a negative way. It doesn't need to be about yourself as the main topic. It could be about anything around you, any other person around you. If it is negative and you're telling yourself this thought, that is a negative self-thought. So for my story that I told you earlier, the negative self-talk wasn't necessarily about me saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy enough. the negative self-talk in that scenario was me thinking badly about another person. So think about it that way. Think about what little things happen in your head to trigger this negativity. So I wanted to start out with clarifying what negative self-talk looks like. I know in my blog post, I kind of briefly overviewed it, but I wanted to really get in depth into it within my podcast. So negative self-talk obviously comes from your brain. Yes, everything about you, how you work, how you function, how you think, how you feel, all comes down to your brain. So your brain is such an amazing instrument. It has this ultimate power to get you to where you need to go, and it also has the power to bring you down. It also has the power to stop you achieving your goals and your dreams. And unfortunately, it has the power to make you think about things that aren't necessarily what's going to help you in your life. So, in your brain, how it works and why you may get these thoughts from time to time, and why sometimes you lay in bed in the middle of the night and you have these images in your head like you're living a living nightmare, and you have these embarrassing moments or these moments that made you angry or you sad, and they just keep replaying over and over in your head like a horror movie. And you just sit there, or you lay in bed and you can't sleep, and you just wonder, why? Why is my brain doing this to me? Why is it showing me this? Why is it telling me this? And I'm going to tell you the reason why, so listen very carefully. The reason your brain shows you these images, the reason your brain shows you these thoughts, is because it is cycling them through you. Your brain feels that in that moment, something was not completed. You did not end the cycle. You did not end the story. You didn't make a solution. You didn't end it with a resolution. Your brain, when it feels like something is not finished, like you have not ended that moment in time correctly, it's going to replay it. It's going to replay those thoughts in your head. It's going to replay those images in your head over and over and over until you finally find what it is within yourself that you need to learn from that moment. So I'm going to give you some strategies on how to shift that negative thought process into a more positive thought process. First thing we're going to talk about is taking a moment to breathe and attach feelings to your thoughts and to the memories that haunt you. So this is going to be a little bit bizarre. I'm not sure how many podcasts do this, but we're going to actually do a little breathing technique together. So I want you to find a comfortable place to sit and relax just for 1 minute. I swear to God, I'm not going to take very long. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. I swear I'm not trying to copy Headspace. There's a reason I'm saying this. Okay, I'm going to do it with you. You might want to do it slower than that, but I'm trying not to take up a lot of time. So, what we're going to be practicing is something called mantra meditation. So, even if you're not into meditation, I highly suggest you at least try this out with me because it can be so much fun. So, say today I had a very, very rough day and I have images about what occurred at work. Like I had a parent scream at me or something like that. And I want to not feel that. in exchange of the feeling of anger and frustration, I want to replace that with peace and calm. So the first thing I'm going to do is when I breathe in through my nose, I'm going to breathe in the word peace like this. Peace. I'm saying it in my head, technically, but I have to say it out through my mouth right now because otherwise you won't know what I'm thinking. So we're breathing in peace. Peace. And then now we're going to breathe out the word calm. Peace. Calm. And we're going to do this 3 more times. Peace. Calm. Now we're going to add a little I am statement to it. We're going to make it a little bit more meaningful to us now. I am peace. I am calm. What this does is this helps you and your brain know what you want to feel in that moment. So if you don't want to be haunted by that memory because you have another conference to go to and you have a minute to sit down and kind of decompress, mantra meditation is a great way to get you calm and more centered to the present moment and what you need to do. That's a great short-term solution to your problem. And now we're going to work on the long-term solution because as people who struggle with mental health, we need short-term solutions that we can use right away. And then we need the long-term solutions to deal with the root of the issues. I am a big proponent of the brain dump. The brain dump, if you don't know what it is my way of just figuring out what is in my head. So I like to get a regular piece of paper, or I like to have my own little journal where I do this, where I just have it out and lay it in front of me. And if I feel frustrated, or if I feel I'm having so much negativity in my head, the only way that I can figure out why is through seeing why. I'm a very visual person, and thoughts are very abstract, but if you put it down on paper, they're not as abstract anymore. They're right in front of you. So we're going to do a brain dump. So I got my piece of paper. I want you to get out a piece of paper. If you don't have a piece of paper, you can use your phone, or if you're out in the middle of the car and listening to me, you can, I guess, do this later. Either way, I want you to try it with me because this is a very great long-term solution to figuring out your problems with your negative self-talk. So with brain dump, you're going to just take just 1 minute. If you want, you can time yourself, or you don't need to time yourself. You can write as long as you want. Right now, I only have a minute because this is a podcast. So I'm going to take a little bit of time to write down things that might be bothering me right now. So I'm writing down, and I want you to take this moment to write down maybe a thought or a feeling or maybe a memory that is haunting you right now. And we're going to work through it together, even though I'm not with you, because this is what a podcast is for. All right, so you don't need to write in complete sentences unless you want to. I like writing down single words because it makes it easier for me to kind of keep up with my brain, because my brain kind of races through these thoughts, as I'm sure yours does. It's very important to write down what the thought is, what you're feeling. It's also very important to maybe describe if you're seeing a vision in your head or a memory. It might help you to describe what that looks like. Who are the people in your vision? Who are the people that you see? Where is this taking place? And so on and so forth. So after you do your little brain dump, hopefully you took the time to do that, I'm going to go through mine and I'm going to show you how I work through my thoughts. So I wrote down 3 bullet points: unattractive, acne scars, sad, inadequacy. So I suffer from acne scars. I've suffered them because I used to have cystic acne when I was a little girl. So So I wrote down how I felt, which is I feel unattractive. I wrote down why, because of the acne scars, and I wrote down my how I feel, and they make me feel sad and inadequate. Now that you know what you're feeling, what your problem is, and why you're feeling that way, we're going to come up with solutions. These solutions might take you time to develop them, and it might take you time to actually motivate yourself to run through these solutions, but it's super, super, super important that you do this with me. So I'm going to create a little action plan for the acne scars. I know in my blog I kind of briefly touched on it, but I'm going to talk to you and tell you in a little bit more detail how I do it, because you got the what, you got the why, now you need the how. So what I do is my thought causes my feelings. So if my thought is I am unattractive, I start with the main focus of why. So if I really feel this way towards the acne scars, it's time I think a little bit differently about my acne scars. So I'm going to write down acne scars. Acne scars. I'm going to think about what they are. They're bumps on my skin. I'm literally going to write this down. Bumps on skin. Okay? That's what they are. Can they hurt me? No. Do others seriously care that I have bumps on my face? I personally don't think so. Right now, in this moment, with a clear head. Sometimes, when my negative self-chatter happens in my head, I'll feel like other people care about them a little bit more than I do. But for right now, I'm going to tell myself the truth. I'm going to give myself the come to Jesus talk. I'm sorry if you're not religious, but that's what I like to call it. And I'm going to tell myself the truth. Nobody cares about my acne scars. What do these people care about? They care about if I help them. They care about if I do bad things to them, and they'll care about how I work with them. But they're not going to care about too much about my appearance unless I am extreme. Maybe if I was extremely dirty and I had mud all over my face, maybe they'll care a little bit, but I'm relatively clean. So I'm going to write that down. I'm going to give myself the truth. Now, I'm going to think of a solution to my acne scars, because if this is what's truly bothering me about myself and I need to work through, and if this is the only thing moving me from unattractive to feeling average about my appearance, I need to come up with a solution so I can move on to a more neutral thought. So my solution is going to be to obviously research acne scar solutions. If I can't afford them, I'm just going to focus on the ones I can afford. Like, for example, I can buy a face cream. I can change my diet. And maybe in the future, I can save up to laser blast my face. I don't know. The possibilities are amazing and endless. But that is a solution I need to pursue. And then I tell myself, when this negative thought happens the next day, because it does happen, I drop this brain dump in front of my face like this. You'll hear it. I threw my paper on my desk. This is fantastic. And I work through what I tell myself. I tell myself the truth. These are bumps. People don't care about them. If I care about them that much, then I need to do my solutions. I need to buy a face cream. I need to do it diligently. I need to wash my face more. I need to save up to have my face, I guess, peeled off or something like that. But I can't allow myself to wallow in self-pity. Can't allow myself to worry about it. I have to learn to move on to a more neutral thought. And I do this repeatedly, all the time, until I can finally work through those things about myself. I think oftentimes when we feel these negative feelings and thoughts, we're kind of afraid to look at them for what they really are. And I think the brain dump is a very excellent way of forcing yourself to face your problem, quite literally, because it's going to be words on a paper and you can't run away from that. And you have to force yourself to address it. Now, I would love for you guys to show me some of your brain dumps. So I'd appreciate it if you left me comments on my blog. And if you have trouble making your own brain dump, then please let me know and we can work through it together. You might need to email me that because I really don't want other people seeing your stuff. Nobody needs to see that. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. I hope that the information I gave you will help you to basically get a more peaceful way of life. So I'd appreciate it if you shared the podcast, shared my blog, liked my blog, and spread the word out there so I can continue doing my dream, which is to help people like you with mental health issues and be their advocate. So I would like to wish you a very peaceful day, and I hope that you'll join me on my next podcast. Have a peaceful day.